and turnip.
Okay, you might say you live in a...
same place. Boiled turnip too, put them in a, you know, grace, you know, covered grace and turnip. So green.
In a frame house.
And have a row of cabbage. And you can take a turning plow and bend them cabbage over.
What would you call it? It was made of logs.
Made of logs. It would be a log house. Call it a log house.
That's the kind of house you had, right?
And Charlie and I, when we first moved out, we had a stick and dirt chimney.
A what?
Stick and dirt chimney.
A stick and dirt chimney?
Yeah.
Okay, what other buildings do you have on the farm? Besides a house, cowhouse?
And barn, just barn. Smokehouse.
Smokehouse, barn. What'd you put your corn
cow in? Cow shed.
Cow shed. What'd you put your car in? You said you put your equipment for your horses and stuff in a
gear room.
Gear room.
Had gear room.
Gear room. Where'd you put your corn?
In the crib. Corn crib.
Corn crib, okay.
Car.
So you had a corn crib, barn, gear room.
Well, down at the barn,
shed.
At the barn, and I had a stall to feed the mules in, a big long trough made out of a hollow log, and the crib was on one side, and then the hall over across the other side is where the mules went in to eat their corn and hay.
So what you call that?
This is part of the barn.
Huh?
It's
part of the barn. Okay. Did you ever shell a corn off the cob?
Yeah.
Well, where would you put it?
Well, I'd shell corn. You mean what for?
Now, what's the name of the building you put it in?
Oh, I didn't shell any corn off my cob, only just to feed chickens and things like that. Daddy had a corn sheller to shell corn with. If he needed any corn sheller, he'd shell it with his corn sheller.
What do you call the top part of the barn?
Barbell. The mantle.
Yeah, I guess it'd be the roof.
They stored hay up in there?
Yeah. Up in the loft. Put the hay up in the loft.
Well, older days, they called them fireplaces, but later on,
Okay, when Grandpa first cut the hay, what did he do with it?
Well, he'd let it lay a few days, then he'd rake it in wind rakes, in rows, you know. And then he'd stack it, stack the hay up in the field on stacks, on poles.
Put a great big old log on the back side.
Sometimes he'd haul out
and
just a little hay
in front.
And
that log
put it up in the loft overhead.
Okay. So he just raked up small piles of hay in the field.
They coated it up with ashes.
So they
could fall there the next morning for him to spark.
What did you say, a wind rake?
Well, that rake would rake it up in.
Well, what did you call the piles that you piled it up in?
Banking pile.
Just pile
hay
all
right. That'd be all right, banking pile.
What was the name of the building where you kept your cows?
Yeah. Kept the cows in the cow barn.
All sticks of wood.
Okay, what do you call the place over the side where you milked them?
I milked them in the cow barn. But in the barn where they was at, I milked them in there.
We milked a cow this morning. Jimmy's got a cow that's trying to get dry.
Yeah.
And we milked him this morning.
Well,
did you get to milk him?
Yeah, first
well,
time
you
ever
done
that.
My
dad
used to have
a plane. Right, and it didn't do as well as Jimmy's.
I couldn't milk him both hands. My husband could, but I couldn't milk him just one hand.
Yeah, Jimmy's really good at it.